And good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time again for your Soul Care Minute. Today is January the 23rd and we're already almost through the first month of the new year. Your Soul Care Minute is brought to you today by New Hope Home Service.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable and hope is real. As we pause along our midwinter examination of the theme of hope, the concepts of balance and timing are calling us in for a closer look. Elsie Santilli, in her Huffington Post article, 10 Commandments for a Happy Life, says this: the sage walks the middle path, away from the extremes. There's a time for action and a time for rest, a time for giving and a time for receiving, a time for speaking and a time for silence, a time for indulging and a time for holding off. Balance the areas of your life, calling and career, love and relationships, wealth, leisure and lifestyle, well-being and spirituality, in line with your values. The wisest of all sages, Solomon, also spoke of a season for everything under the sun, a time to live, to die, to sow, to plant, to reap, a time for war, and a time for making peace. These thoughts come with questions rolling towards us, asking us what we value, and is that guiding us? Is this good or bad? Can I ask you, dear listener, to reflect on the season that you find yourself in? Have you been holding on to the past, afraid to embrace the present? Are old ways and old angers holding you back from all that life has to share and to show you? Have you paused and considered what it is that should be the focus of your talents and your time? Are you frustrated because you're trying to speak when silence is needed, or trying to reap what you haven't sown, or making war when peace is the process that is calling for action? Knowing where we are in our soul is an important step to cultivating an atmosphere of purpose and intentionality in our lives where hope can flourish. To do this, we need to ask the right questions, such as, am I doing what I love to do or just existing? How can I change this? Are there people I need to forgive so I can move on? Is there a risk I need to take or a leap that needs a stirring of faith? What am I really afraid of and why? Who do I need to serve? Who needs my love? As we conclude our time together, I leave you with Elsie's 12th commandment for a happy life. Think, give. She says, wake up and ask yourself, how can I serve today? How can I embody love? How can I bring joy? How can I leave this world a better place? Have a spirit of service as you go about your day. Be a blessing, good company, an inspiration to others. You get more of what you give. So if you lack love, joy, or abundance, find a way to help others find it, and it will return to you 100-fold. Thanks for the pause. Thanks for sharing with me a moment of reflection around cultivating balance and purpose and hope in our lives. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute brought to you in part today by your friends Ken and Rosa LeMay of New Hope Home Service.
If it's work that needs done around the house, yard, or business, call on the professionals who will do it and surpass all your expectations. New Hope Home Service. From floor tile work, new shower installs, to kitchen backsplash, New Hope Home Service comes highly recommended by your neighbors. Fruit tree pruning, seasonal lawn maintenance, whatever the job, call today 476-5892 for a free estimate. New Hope Home Service, 476-5892.